It's just after noon on Thursday, the 5th of June, day 20 of my ride around Australia, and it's hot. The sun is blazing down, and I'm wishing I was back in the cool of the night riding, where all I could think about for a lot of the time was just waiting for the sun to come up to give me a bit of warmth. So I'm hard to please, I know. I'm riding through, I've just left the Gregory National Park, which is in the Victoria River Valley, and that's on the western side of the Northern Territory. I'm riding towards Timber Creek, which is my stop for the night. I've got about 75 kilometres to go. I left Catherine very early this morning, about 1:15. Rode out through the quiet of the sleeping town, and then got on the road and heading west along the Victoria Highway towards Western Australia, and there was no traffic. Well, I think there were two vehicles in the first 6 hours. So again, I had it pretty much to myself. Once again, clear skies, lots of stars, a couple of shooting stars, a few high-flying planes. But had it pretty much to myself. As I said, it was cool, although not really cold. I have a jacket that I wear at night, and depending on the temperature, I roll up the sleeves or roll them down or zip it up to the neck and close the wristbands and so on, so I can regulate my temperature a bit without actually having to change into warmer gear or cooler gear. As dawn broke, I started getting towards the Victoria River region where I am now, and the scenery is quite lovely. This rich red rock colour goes a road train. Rich red rocks, bluffs, sort of a canyon the Victoria River flows through. Quite a lot of climbing, so I wasn't making all that much speed, and been into the wind for a good part of it, so that's been hard, but the scenery has been very interesting. It's a nice part of the world up here. Victoria River's just off to my right now. The valley sort of opened up a bit, which is one reason why I think it's pretty hot. It's a bit like a frying pan down here. I don't want to overemphasize it. It's probably in the low 30s. It's not too bad. But I think this last 75k is going to be a bit of a grind. I'm feeling a bit tired already from the exertion so far. Where this road crosses the Victoria River, which was about 20 kilometres ago, there's a roadhouse. That's the only civilization on the road between Catherine and Timber Creek. So I stopped in there and got a big breakfast fairly late, about 10:45, and enjoyed that along with a chocolate milk and a fruit juice and a cup of coffee. But I think I'm going to have to keep hydrating for this last bit, or it's going to get very tough. However, I've got plenty of fluid with me, so I'll be fine. Quite a few tourists on this road. I'd say 75% of the traffic is cars, camper vans, or cars towing trailers. I guess it's the main route from Northern Territory to the Kimberley in Western Australia. So tourists giving me a toot. A few tourists come up and talk to me now every time they see me stop, when they see the bike. I get a sort of perverse pleasure out of watching their jaws drop when they ask me how long I've been on the road and where I started from, or where I've even come from this morning. Back at Victoria River, they could not believe I'd come from Catherine this morning. However, I told them how early I started, and I guess I had a bit more credibility. Timber Creek is only a small place, and I don't have a room booked, but I'm hoping I'll be there before four and get enough time to in enough time to get a room. Then tomorrow I'll be in Western Australia. I think I'll be roadside camping tomorrow night. There's no towns near where I want to stop. Countryside's the usual grassland with trees, but it does have that backdrop of these low mountain ranges with the rocky bluffs and so on, so it's quite pretty. That's it for now. Oh, I forgot one thing. This morning, just after dawn, about 7 or 8 o'clock, I was just riding along a stretch of road and a dingo loped out from the left, from the brush, and jogged across the road in front of me, then sort of realised I was there and had a look around at me, and then decided I was of no consequence and just kept jogging along into the bush on the other side, paying me no attention whatsoever. Quite a big fellow too he was, but I'm not really afraid of dingoes. I don't think they worry about people my size, and I'm sure he's fast enough and there's plenty of game around here, he doesn't have a problem. Anyway, that was a nice little buzz for the morning, seeing that. Okay, that's it for now.